we've walked through out of the parlour into another area here, and it's a lot more noise. There's pumps and all sorts of noise sort of in the background. Tim, we've walked straight in, and there were two huge, great, big blue sort of barrels here with milk coming out. What are these for?
Because we're calving at the minute, we've got over 60 calves and probably 3 or 4 every day, and we're organic. We feed whole milk to the calves, so we save some of the milk from so many cows to feed the calves on a daily basis.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it looks absolutely gorgeous. And so, do you hand feed them?
Yeah, we have what we call a Wydale feeder. It's got like 5 teats on it. So we keep the calves in groups of 5, and then we feed them twice a day with the feeder.
That's fantastic. And just looking over here, there's a chap here, and there's a stainless steel tank, and it's almost like a sort of back of a lorry. Tim, that's the bulk tank, is it?
Yeah, that's the bulk tank. It's a 10,000 litre tank, and what it is, the what milk we don't sell through our own bottling system then goes away to OMSCO, which is an organic milk cooperative. So they come and collect it every 2 days. So we hold the rest of the milk in there at 4 degrees for collection.
And it's pretty. And there's a chap here, and I'm just going to describe. See, there are about 14, 15 crates here, all with orange tops on. And there's a chap here, and he's sitting down and pouring from a jug, from the tank into these bottles. Tim, is this the raw milk?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the unpasteurised milk that we sell through our own farm shop. We can only sell it through our own farm shop as a farm gate sale. And we do this twice a week. We put it into the bottles and then up to the shop.
So how many of these roughly do you do a week? He's trying to add that up. It's about 200. So in effect, 60 on a Tuesday and 140.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So do you get orders for these?
Yeah, they come through the shop. The shop order. The customers come to the shop and order them, and we produce to order.
And during the week, you find earlier in the week there's less then?
Yeah. There's definitely less earlier in the week than later in the week. On Tuesday I did 40 and today 154, so it changes quite a lot.
It seems quite a sort of basic way of doing it. You look quite relaxed though.
Oh, it's quite a relaxing, just sat here filling up milk. You don't get no hassle here, you just sit here and carry on.
It sounds like the perfect job to me, although early morning starts and that. So, I'm looking at some pipes coming out of here, looking like they're going out of the building. Tim, where are those pipes going?
Most of the pipes you can see, that's a water pipe for the wash system on the tank and cooling systems. And then the stainless steel pipe on the wall there is where we pump the milk from the bulk tank into our processing tank, where it's then either bottled for bottle sales, pasteurised, non-homogenised, or it goes into our cheese room to make the Goodwood cheese board.
So we'll have a walk out here. Have a look here. Oh, there's some big double doors here. We're back outside now. There's a huge pipe leading over into, effectively, the cheese. This is where the cheese is made.
Yeah, that's right. That's the cheese room. We converted that about 2 years ago now from old redundant calf buildings into a cheese room that allows us to make 3 different types of cheeses. We've got 3 different stores in there. So we've got a Charlton, which is a cheddar hard type cheese. We've got a soft white and then a soft blue.
Well, I had them last night in the restaurant, and they're all very different, but absolutely delicious. I think they'd rival anything from France any day of the week. They're gorgeous. These rooks up in the trees, they're obviously keeping you company. There's a lot of them, isn't there?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of rooks around. I think Goodwood's got one of the largest rookeries in the UK. This is a small bit. The biggest bit is over in the park.
Well, certainly it's a lovely, lovely thing to do, to come to work in the morning and see these gorgeous cows being milked and these rookeries. And the bluebells in the wood at the moment.
Yeah, everything's bursting into life, isn't it? You know, spring's here. We've got all our crops in the ground. We've had a nice bit of rain over the last few days, and the cows are out to grass. The young stock are out. We're lambing. You know, everything's going on. It's a cracking time of year.
I noticed that I was looking at the grass as I was coming up here. There's a lot of lovely alpine herbs and dandelions and all sorts of... The grass is really lush. Is that what makes the difference to the milk? Because it really is, you know, glorious.
I think so. I think with that, you know, cows like a bit of variation within the grass. As you know, we don't want to be feeding just one type of grass. So we like to encourage, you know, the different types of plants in the lay. And being organic, you know, we will get a few dandelions, we'll get a few thistles and get a few docks. You know, that's just the nature of what we do. So we don't get too worried about it, but, it's a bit like a mixed salad, if you like, for the cow. So
that's brilliant. Tim, it's wonderful. I must let you get back on with milking your cows and what have you. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me.
No, pleasure. Thank you.